in how our form would cast a shadow. And that shadow comes off of our form because the sun is casting a shadow. And a lot of other things have shadows too. But one thing about the real thing and the shadow is that shadow is never far from the real thing. If you get in the shadow, you are close to whatever's casting that shadow. If you get out of the shadow, you are getting away from whatever's casting the shadow. So the Psalms 91 say, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide what? Under the shadow of the Almighty. That means as long as you want in the secret place with the Lord, then you are abiding in his presence. That shadow represents God's presence. The shadow represents God's presence. I'd rather have his presence. I don't want to be without the presence of the Lord. And maybe some of you are not really aware or thinking about or really know what it is to be in God's presence. But all of you know what it is to feel his presence. I don't think there's anyone in here, except for maybe Lonnie, and no one on Zoom, that has not at some time or another felt God's presence. What would it be like to walk in that presence every day of your life, in every circumstance, in every situation, in your relationships, on your job, being aware of his presence no matter what you were doing, when you were working, when you were doing a problem, but being aware of his presence? Because Psalm 91 says, if you are aware of his presence, then you can what? Say of the Lord, he is my refuge. You can say it if you're in his presence. Who knows what the Holy Spirit will bring to our mind once we want? We're abiding and staying in the presence of the Lord. I'm not saying this because I have arrived. I'm saying this because that is my conquest, to stay in his presence, to stay with God no matter what I'm going through, no matter what situation, no matter what I'm trying to figure out, no matter what is happening to me or with my body, but if God's presence is there, if his presence is there, if I'm in his presence, I can say of the Lord, I'm healed. I can say of the Lord, I'm delivered and set free. I can say of the Lord, God's got this. I know he's going to tell me what to do. I know he's going to get me through this because his presence is here with me, so I can say it. I can say it with confidence because I'm dwelling in his presence. I'm dwelling in his presence. And that brings me to another thing. Let's go to the Gospel of John, chapter 15. Let's go there. Jesus was talking to the disciples. When I was thinking about this, I thought about the disciples before Jesus was crucified. They were most of the time with him. The Bible often talks about they were with him. As long as they were with him, they were in his presence. As long as they was with him, his presence was there. Right now in this room, I'm with Kate. Hey, I'm with Donnie. I'm with Sheba and Dan. So that means what? We're in each other's presence. I see you, you see me, I hear you, you hear me. But if you would go outside, then you would no longer be in my presence. You would no longer be with us in here, but you would be outside. It's when we're with the Lord that we hear him clearly. It's when we're with him in his presence that we can receive from him. The disciples for 3.5 years walked and talked with Jesus, and they were in his presence, learning who he was and learning how to do and what to do when he was going to leave. Abiding in the presence. Let's look at John 15:1. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. So what's the vine dresser do? We know what a vine is. What does the vine dresser do? The vine dresser takes care of the vine. The vine dresser prunes the vine. Does whatever it takes to cause the vine, the branches on the vine, to bear fruit. John 15, 2. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. What does it mean to do to be pruned? And that is where it says, every branch of me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Takes away doesn't mean he break it off. Takes away, if you look it up in the Greek, means to lift up. You ever had vines, grapevines, and they were on the ground, so they weren't doing too good because they were on the ground? And what the vine dresser does is come along, put a little stick or something, and bring that branch, that vine up off the ground. So now it's not on the ground. It's able to get air and sun and rain and stuff, and it's not going to get drowned, but it's going to bear fruit. So he takes away or lifts up. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes. He cuts off the dead leaves and stuff that may bring forth more fruit. And if we read further, we see that Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. But we are connected to the vine. We are abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. We are where? We are abiding in the presence of God. The branch has to be connected to the vine. Talking about presence, connection, presence in order to bear fruit. Got to be pruned. Got to be lifted up. Nobody likes pruning. Because sometimes pruning is uncomfortable. Sometimes pruning can hurt a little bit. When God wants to what? Cut away all that dead stuff that's unfruitful. Cut away all that dead stuff that's causing us not to bear fruit while we're in his presence. Maybe that's why people don't like to get in his presence and stay there all the time. Because once you get in God's presence and you stay there, the Holy Spirit starts saying, well, you know, we need to prune this off. We need to prune that off. You know, this is unproductive for you. This ain't getting you nowhere. You think it's getting you somewhere, but what you're doing, it ain't getting you nowhere. And so he starts pruning stuff off of us so that we can keep abiding in the presence, stand in the presence. Let's look at some more of John 15. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. It's the word of God that causes us to be clean. Abide in me and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abide in me. A branch by itself cannot bear fruit. We cannot by ourselves bear fruit. We got to come from that presence, from God being in us, and we walk it in that presence. And I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. How often do we, and I say we, that's me too, how often do we go about doing things without God being in it? We just decide we want to do it. We just decide it's a good idea. Every good idea is not a God idea. We decide, well, I think I might like this or I might like that, and we have not consulted God about anything. You know, even, and we didn't know no better, a lot of us, even when we got married, we didn't consult God about who to marry. But God is so gracious. Some of us, he led us to the right one anyway. Even after we got married, he blessed us in the marriage anyway, because that's God. But if you're talking with a single person, a young person, let them know you need to pray about who you are going to marry. You need to ask God about that mate. You need to ask God about a job. You need to ask God about a promotion. Pray. You need to ask God about what to do, decisions you make. Even when we go to the doctor tell us stuff, we need to say, Lord, what do you want me to do? I hear what the doctor said, but where do you lead me? What do you want me to do? Somebody might ask us to go somewhere with them. And you might say, okay, I hear you, but Lord, what do you want me to do? Do you want me to go or should I not go? Abiding in the presence means that in every decision you make, God is right there with you. Everything in life, he's right there with you because you're inviting him in. You're saying, okay, Lord, what do you want in this situation? What do you want to do in this situation? How do you want me to do this? Abiding in the presence. Because we are the branches, he's the vine. Is the branch smarter than the vine? No, I don't think so. So we're the branch. Can we do it? Can we bear any fruit without him? We cannot bear any fruit without him because the Bible says right here in John 15:4, abide in me, I in you, and the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abide in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. What's your fruit? What, your actions are your fruit. Your thoughts are your fruit. Your fruit is what you do on your job and in your family. Everything you do, that's fruit. But we can't bear good fruit without the Lord. We can't bear any kind of fruit without him. We can't of our own self do nothing. And once we learn that and we learn to trust God all the time, we will live a better, more peaceful, restful life. And we allow the Spirit of God to rest on us. And we invite him in on everything we do, abiding in the presence. I've already told y'all what the fifth verse is. We're the vine, he's the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. Without me, you cannot do nothing. If you're born again and you know Jesus, he abides in you. Now, us abiding in him means we abide in his presence. We abide in his word. That's a decision that we make every day. Every day we have to decide whether or not to abide in him or go our own way. Abide in the presence or do what the world is doing. Abide in his presence or do what our flesh tells us to do. Abiding in the presence. Verse 6, if anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them and throw them into the fire and they are burned. This verse kind of puzzled me for a while until I got what Jesus was saying. Anyone who does not abide in me, anyone who does not stay in Jesus by believing what? That he's the Son of God. He was born of the Virgin Mary. That he died on the cross for your sins and you received that. As long as you believe that, that's how you abide in him. Because what? You let his word abide in you. You believe the word of God. There are people that started out with Christ, but now they're denying Christ. That's what that's talking about. You got to stay with Jesus. I'm not talking about performance. I'm talking about you got to keep believing that Jesus is the Son of God. Then he says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. If you abide in his presence, and if you're born again, he's abiding in you. But then you got to let the word of God, what? Abide in you. You got to abide in the word. Then you can ask what you will. Because what? You're going to ask according to the word of God. That goes back to Psalms 91. I can say of the Lord, because I dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and I abide in his shadow, in the shadow of the Almighty. So I can say of the Lord. If his word is in me, I can say of the Lord. If the word says so, I can say of the Lord. I can say I'm the head and not the tail, but what? Because the word says so. I can say that I'm strong and not weak because the word of God says so. And you're going to have that faith in you to say so. Why? Because you dwell in the presence. You abide in the presence. You remain in the presence. You rest in the presence. You rest in the presence. You don't rest in the circumstances. You don't dwell in the circumstances. You don't dwell in the other stuff, but you dwell and rest in the presence. In the fact that he said he would never leave me nor forsake me, but he is here. I don't have to feel him to know he's here. I don't have to see him to know he's here. The word says he's here. He's here. He's the God of his word, so he's here. He said it. So I rest in what he says. I remain in what he says. I dwell in what he says. Why? Because my flesh might be one thing today and something else tomorrow. My emotions might be one thing now and something else after a while. My eyes might think it see something, and my eyes could be playing tricks on me. But the word of God will never fail. God will never fail. It's impossible for him to lie, and it's impossible for him to fail. So I'd rather abide in the presence. I'd rather abide in the presence. Because it's in the presence of God that I can bear fruit. I can't bear fruit of my own self. I can't bear fruit outside of his presence. I can't bear fruit outside of who he is. So our prayer should be, Lord, help me remember. I don't want to forget to consult you. I don't want to forget to look and to find myself in your presence. I don't want to forget to practice your presence and say, Lord, I'm here. Let me know where you are in this situation. Lord, this is what has been told to me, but let me hear what you're saying. I want to stay in your presence in what I do. I want to stay in your presence in my decision making. I want to stay in your presence in my choices. I want to make sure my choice is your choice and not just my own selfish choice. I want to make sure that I'm doing what I know you want me to do. And if I do that, I'll abide in your presence. That's my desire, God, to abide in your presence in all things, in every situation. Whatever comes or go, God, it's you and not me. It's you and not me. It's you, Lord, and not me. I can't bear fruit without you. I can't do anything without you. I need your presence. Every day, all day. So God, I want to walk in this life. I want to live this life with your presence in mind. Is this going to promote your presence? Is this going to draw me closer to you, Lord? Or is it something that's going to take me away from your presence? Is this something going to draw me close to you? Or is it going to be something that comes between me and your time and my time with you? Abide in the presence. Whatever you do, whatever you say, wherever you go, whatever decision you make, abide in the presence. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your loving kindness. We thank you for your presence, Lord. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us. So God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your sweet, sweet presence. Help us to practice your presence every day, to live each day with your presence in mind. That we want to, with this in mind, that we want to honor your presence. We want to glorify you and not our own selves. Help us to do that, Lord, every day. Every decision we make, let us make it from your presence. Let us make it from a place of acknowledging you and asking you and listening to you and hearing you and then proceeding in the way that you lead us to go. God, we say thank you. We glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to get ready to have our prayer time. I remember some people and prayed for them in the beginning, but I think we have some more people we need to pray for. And Dan, did you have someone we need to pray for? Ed Bell. Okay. And we're going to pray for Kay because she has to make a decision about surgery. Any on Zoom, in chat? Okay. Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your word. We thank you for those that are here. Father God, we say thank you, Jesus. And right now, God, we come bringing people that we know need prayer. We praying for Dan's friend, Ed Bell, that is having symptoms of COVID and dealing with COVID. Father God, we come against every symptom right now in Jesus' name. We thank you for Ed. We thank it for your love for him, God, in Jesus' name. We command every symptom to go. We command COVID to go, because that is not your will for Ed. That is not your heart and desire for him. Your heart and desire for him is healing and health. So we command every symptom to go in Jesus' name. We say there will be no after effects from this virus in his body, in Jesus' name. We also pray for Kathy and for Eve and Faxon and their family. And we say there will be no after effects from COVID in their body either, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for healing, Lord. We thank you for healing. We thank you for complete healing. No residues left. No residue left in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for Paul Mallory. And Paul has been going to different places and getting prayer for healing from prostate cancer. But God, I sense that Paul needs to believe he's healed. He needs to believe he's healed before he feel anything or see anything. He needs to know that your word said so. And when someone pray and release healing into his body and command the cancer to go, that is done in the name of Jesus. So help his unbelief, Lord. Help him believe that he's healed in Jesus' name. And God, we thank you. We've already prayed for our precious Dawn Rose, and we know, God, our prayers are heard, and her eye will have a speedy recovery in Jesus' name. So God, we thank you for Kay too. Kay has to make a decision about surgery, God. Let her know exactly what it is your will for her to do, Lord. Speak to her heart, God. Give her a peace in the direction of the decision you wanted to make. Give her a peace in her heart, Lord. And God, we say thank you for that. Help us all, God, to follow peace. Help us follow the peace of God in our hearts when we're making decisions. If there's a lot of turmoil and anxiety and fear, then we have not heard from you yet. We need to get rid of all of that and seek you and find that peace and that rest that comes from you. And if we just ask God, you would give it to us. You said, if we ask, we receive. We seek, we find. If we knock, you will open. So God, we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for Crystal and Tamia, God, and we pray your healing upon Tamia's body right now in Jesus' name. We thank you for every discomfort that she's feeling to go in the name of Jesus. God, we say thank you. You are the healer, Jesus. We are not the healers. Jesus, you are the healers. So we look to you, Jesus, because you heal. You heal. You set free. You save. You deliver. So God, we say thank you. And all those that are listening on Zoom, Father God, that are contending right now for their healing that we prayed for, bless them to look to the healer, Jesus. Because Jesus, you are the healer. and you heal. So God, we thank you for that right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Anything else before we close? Thank you, Zoom people, for being on today. Thank everyone for coming today. We love you very much and bless you. We'll see you on next Sunday. Bye-bye.